This is a BuzzHub Entertainment podcast. Jesus News. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Owen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Karen, Jake, Peter, Sean, Karen, Kelly, Jake.
I don't have any poems.
Oh, I have a poem.
Okay.
It's a poem I wrote. Have you seen my shoes?
Okay.
No? Okay.
Oh my god, that's absolutely good.
Yeah.
Excuse
you.
Excuse me.
Oh, wait, what's that Paul Durkin poem?
It's called it's called Ireland 2002.
Do you ever go abroad for Ireland?
But we often go to America. Paul Durkin is in Galway this week for the Cúirt Festival of Literature.
It's one of my favorites.
I really like Paul Durkin's poetry. Yeah, he's very fun.
I mean, it must be really
cool. No. Well, no, it's not. I mean, it's witty. It's witty, but like they include it. Like, it's the fact that that's the whole poem is the best thing about the poem.
Man, with that poem, I need to, like, I read a team of love.
Ireland 2002 is a really deep poem with loads of beautiful things.
Yeah, it does have a lot of
the title, 2002.
I mean, not really. It has one thing, which is that Ireland has become part of America through cultural, overexposure. That's kind of the only thing it has.
See, 2002. Have all the numbers. You have to multiply all.
Yesterday was 4:20.
I only realized that today.
I realized it.
How can it be 4:20? There's only 12 months in the year.
No, 20th.
It's 4:20. It's the 20th of April in the US. 4:20. But the thing is, does 4:20 actually mean?
That makes sense.
Does 4:20 mean anything, or is it just like a date?
You can Google the origin of it.
Because I don't understand what it means. So as far as I'm concerned, 24. Like, what's the difference between 4:20 and 24? They both seem exactly the same to me.
No, it's the 4th of the 20th. Oh, the 20th is the 4th.
But why does it need to be 4:20 in that order? Why can't it be 2:04?
Because in America,
number 4.
Like, does 4:20 mean something?
Because you go the.
No, I know in America dates are backwards, like 9/11. I'm just saying, why does the number 4:20 have a relevance to marijuana, or is it just a random date?
It's a date they picked.
Oh, well then. Well then.
What?
It's not the date, though, is it?
It is.
Yeah, it is. 20th of April.
So was
911? No, it wasn't. It was 999, I guess. They changed it to 911.
It's pretty coincidental.
What? Did they actually change it to 911?
Oh yeah, I mean that's not a coincidence. Like they changed it to 911.
In Ireland, it's 112. Or 999.
Does 112 and 999 lead to the same thing?
I think 911. I think all of them actually are all the same.
Because why would you type 112 when you can type 999? It's so much easier.
I'm pretty sure if you call 911, 112, and 999, they'll all
give you the same. 911 doesn't work.
Yeah, I think they all give you the same.
I've never called any of those.
911,
you need to do 999 if it's serious emergency because you don't have
it. It should all be the same. I mean,
yeah.
It should be 112 everywhere or 911. I wouldn't mind 911.
I just wish they had specific ones for the fire and for the. Like, I'd like to think I can get straight to the police with, like, a certain number. You probably can. You know, like, I just want the number for the Salt Hill Garda Station, basically. So, like, I can get the nearest guards to my home. To my home as fast as possible.
Mr. Purser was on the boat.
You think he put that bag on my legs again? I really like the way.
He said he was in the playground with my son, and there was lads up in, like, a tree throwing bangers at
the playground.
That's hilarious.
And fucking fireworks. Like, kids.
I have snaps in my
car. Anyway, he called the guards, and the guards showed up an hour later, and they're all gone.
All right. It's not as funny as what happened at the Vincent Brown recording when a certain person said it wasn't funny, it was horrible, so a man says, "Now." A man had to wait for his wife to come home just to buy food for his kids and Joyce's. A woman brought a hairdryer to bed to keep warm.
And died.
She burned to death.
Didn't really laugh.
Everyone was laughing on television.
Wait, what happened to knock a car?
It was, I'll pause this. Anyway, there are awful people, but, so, listeners, this is 189. So...
Yeah.
Why is there no fat tax?
There should be a fat tax.
I'll wait a few minutes to read this.
Because...
I'm going to play my... Stay tuned.
It's a disability.
We have exclusive, behind-the-scenes content.
Did you hear about that fat bitch that was living in, like... It was in England somewhere. But, She's living off the social welfare.
And fat bitch.
Yeah. So you're so right, were you?
And she had like the worst kept apartment in the world, right? But she refused to tidy it herself.
Is she a hoarder?
No. But if she count by hoarding like McDonald's cups and stuff, I suppose. But she never cleaned her apartment. And she tried to bring the whatever city council is there at court.
Okay. Why?
Because they wouldn't pay for a cleaner to come to her house.
Did she have mobility issues?
I think so, yeah.
But if she couldn't walk around, then how could she fucking clean?
But she was fucking massive.
But she
was already compensated for
her. They can get social welfare. But they also get disability.
Yeah.
Was she physically impeded from cleaning her home though, or something?
No. But the thing is, she wanted them to pay for something.
Yeah, but she could have paid for cleaning herself, right?
Exactly. But they're already compensating her for being a fat bitch.
Part of social welfare is you get like the creche paid for your kids.
Did she want her cleaning done because she just wanted a nice apartment, or did she want cleaning done because she was legally obligated to have a clean apartment because
it was
dangerous?
She wanted cleaning done because she was living.
Was it like a health and safety issue?
People are horrible.
Do you know what gastric cancer is?
Yeah, it's when you get all your fat taken out, your skin's all flat.
It's when they make they shrink your stomach, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
There's a whole show about it called Nip Talk.
No, but that surgery is publicly funded. It's like fat people don't have to pay for themselves. Paid for by people's tax money.
Stop talking about tax money.
And yet people with cancer have to pay
thousands.
It's good for the economy if people are not fat. Yeah, then they can go work.
If you don't have like a mental
condition. But I'm saying that taxpayers. I'm saying taxpayers' money should be used to get them not fat, because once they're not fat, they can go to work and then they'll start paying better taxes.
But it's really hard to get someone not fat.
One of the politicians at the debate last night said that.
You are not fat, right? Why are you not fat? I mean, you eat like shit.
Because I eat like shit.
You eat like shit, but why aren't you fat?
Because I like run every night.
Exactly.
All you have to do.
There's actually
nothing
more. He doesn't leave his
house. You run, but you don't leave the house.
I run on the treadmill.
I don't know why you leave
the house. There's nothing more.
During the summer I leave the house, but during the winter when it's shit. When the weather is really bad, I just use the treadmill. It's great because I can like run at midnight and not have to worry about
being.
Just drive around. Oh, look, I got my exercise.
Oh, shit. I already said you dark this into light.
No.
My dad was good.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. He like practically begged me. I was like, it's 4:15 a.m.
Oh, God. That's when?
Like
this week?
Wait, you don't know any charity runs around here?
Of course not. I started running like 2 weeks ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah, it was about a month and a half ago. I went running on Saturday, right? Got my best time yet. I got my new shoes. I got my best. I got my best minute per mile, and then I fucking killed me. Like I was all in so much pain.
That's cool. Be straight. Warm up.
Do a 4 minute mile.
I think I did a 6:6. I think I did a 6 minute mile.
You know these marathon runners that do the thing in like 2 hours, marathon 2 hours? They're running like 5 minute mile for 26 miles.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
When there was a guy, my brother,
tell
like,
what I got now.
This YouTuber guy. I think he ran, like, he lives in New York City.
Yeah. Alright, I got 7.2.
He runs like, I want to say 20 miles a day. He had cameras placed at different locations around New York City. Yeah. And as he got to them, he was like, this is legit. Like, you probably think, oh, sure, he just ran up, you know? He's like, mile 20, and I'm still feeling good. And he goes on, mile 21, and I'm still feeling good. Mile 22, and then he's like, I'm not feeling so good now. I should have actually ate some breakfast. And then he's like,
I had breakfast this morning.
I actually have an idea.
Like, right before you go running,
here we go.
Just don't do that.
No.
This is going to be great. All right, so. We're doing two episodes right now. So, now it's time for some bonus exclusive behind the scenes Vincent Brown content, okay? So let's introduce it.
Okay, they don't scare me.
Yes. So let's introduce a gang of you.
Wait, did anyone in the crowd just say that?
What do you mean? Oh, I mean, mostly it was people in the crowd.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there was a guy beside me who was like a taxi driver or something, right? I'll tell you about him, actually, he's great. So he's this like fat, fucking fat 6-year-old guy with a mustache.
Sounds
and
like every taxi
and he's sitting there, right?
I think I might know him, actually.
At the start, they said, right? They said, who's voting yes and who's voting no in the marriage reference? So they said, who's voting yes? And it was like, I'd say 90% of the room. Who's voting no? I think 4 people put their hands up. There was this gay guy who was against gay marriage.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Because it undermines the role of the mother.
Yeah, sure.
He was wearing a tweed jacket. He was like, I love men, but I hate marriage.
Yeah.
Then there was Phil Fidel Mahili Eames, who I tweeted at. I saw her rejecting the pin. I tweeted her. I said, grow up, Fidelma. And then some asshole who was sitting behind me tweeted me then. And he was like, he saw me tweeting and he tweeted me then. He was like, I saw you tweeting that. Other opinions not accepted. And then, but he was like a devout Christian account. With like his profile picture was a cross, so you know. Fuck that guy. And then
people
the
shouldn't have a say.
Only other person who said they were voting no was the who?
Like some fear for the church to have a say in civil matters.
Oh, well, of course it is. But anyway, so then this guy next to me, he's the only other person who said it. He was voting no. Then
later on.
Yeah,
that's loud up. But then later on. No, I'm not getting rid of my bag. No. I want to get this wrapped up now. And move on to another one. Wait, so the only other thing that and then when they were talking later on about like domestic violence and combating it and reopening the rape crisis center, like everyone was like applauding and stuff, and this one guy just sat there with his arms folded. Anyway,
my mom
needs
to do work.
Oh, they're great. So, I'm introducing this. So, please understand, we have to protect ourselves against a libel action. So, if Vincent intervenes, you vigorously to stop you speaking. All right, it's on. So, everybody, please enjoy now 11 minutes of exclusive behind-the-scenes content on the People's Debate with Vincent Brown. Michael, are you excited for this?
I am.
We have exclusive Vincent.
I've not heard this.
He's telling jokes.
Wow.
He's, like, flirting with women in the audience. Wow. Fantastic. You won't hear this anywhere else. Here we go.
He is the real
It's time for exclusive Vincent, and join us next week for more, or join us tomorrow for more JL on JL 190. Thank you. Goodbye.
On certain procedures, and one of them is that we want everybody to restrict their comments to 1 minute. That we want to get as many people as possible involved in the debate, and if you speak for longer than 1 minute, we deprive somebody else an opportunity to contribute. So, and this is going to the TV as well. We ask everyone to restrict their comments to 1 minute. And I'll try to stop them, but usually I say, another point is that we've got to respect other people's right to express their own views. And no matter how abhorrent they are, those views are to you, or how much you disagree, let's agree we won't shout down anybody. And no matter what. Try to get the attention of some of the people here who've got mics and microphones. And there's one over here, Daniel, over here, and he's a microphone, and he might give it to you if you look nice there. And Tom over here, and also, where's Orla? Orla is here. Where are you going to be? Okay, and but Ashley. And she's going to be up around there. And we've got somebody else, don't we? Adrian, she's our makeup artist. She doubles with the microphone. And my name is Jessica.
Being relegated to the other side.
Get the attention of them. And once you get a microphone, you stand up. And the reason you stand up is because I won't know that you've got a microphone. I won't go to you unless you stand up. And then when I go to you and ask you to contribute, state your name and affiliation. Please do that at the beginning of that. After we complete this recording, we're going to be doing live this night program. We'll be doing that at the bar, and if people would like to come along to the bar, they're working together, and we might be able to get in on the discussion in the bar. We're very keen on the program to get new people participating on this night program as well as on the speaker debate. But if you'd really like to participate in the tonight program, do send us an email saying that and saying what you'd like to talk about. And send an email to tonight@tv3.ie and put in the subject line channel. We're going to, on the tonight program later on, we're going to, on this program, which was about the Wednesday night at the earlier time of 10 o'clock, where we will invite people from the audience to come and preview the following day's newspaper, Thursday's newspaper, in the studio in Dublin. And if you're interested in doing that, talk to one of the people with microphones, and we'll try to arrange that. We'd like to ensure that people from the audience here preview Thursday morning newspaper on the tonight on the program on Wednesday night. The program itself will last, and the broadcast version of the program will last about 80 minutes. But we're going to record 90 or 95 minutes. And we do edit the program. And let me tell you why we do that. First of all, we edit it to edit out pictures, like the lady who gets the microphone to people. Secondly, that if people are chanting or shouting other people down, we're going to edit it out. And there's no point to it to shout another people down because we edit that out and we go to the person that you're trying to stop speaking, we go to them in any event. Also, that we want to stop a group or a faction hogging the program and dominating the discussion. And we've done this in all the debates, this is our 11th debate, and nobody so far has complained that the way we've edited the program has been unfair. And I think we go to some length to be fair, but we do edit the program, and I hope you understand why we do that. Okay, I want to get a sense of the agenda, what you want to talk about. And can I suggest ways of discussing this, which might give some coherence? I'd like to start talking about the same-sex marriage referendum, but not to talk too long about it, and have two or three people on either side, yes side and the no side, speaking about that. And I'd like to get a poll from the people in the audience, who's poll vote yes, hands up, people vote no, hands up. And then get into social issues, talk about social issues. And this is what I'm suggesting, if you disagree with this, say so and we can change, if that's if you were in charge. And the social issues be health, education, loan terms, all of these, just care and all of that. We start with this marriage body and then get into that. And then we have a brief break. I say, okay, we go to now break it back in a moment. And almost within seconds, we start again. So don't think you should go out to work and have a pint. But if you want to go out and have a pint, okay, don't worry about that. The next issue that I hope we talk about is the economy, in which we'll deal with the recovery issue, the economy seems to be improving, whether you feel that there is improvement in the economy, dealing with the issue of employment and unemployment, dealing with the issue of taxation, and some of you might like to talk about the bank debt issue. Then I think we have another heading called housing, and we talk about the mortgage issue, and the general public issue of housing, and finally other issues including lottery. Now, what else do people want to talk about apart from this? Okay, that's not there.
Order.
Education.
Okay, on, right? Okay, that's in farming. Okay, salmon farm, right? I'm sorry. Okay, so we deal with that in social issues.
1-2-2-2-2-1-2-2-2-2.
Social housing in the waitress.
Okay, we deal with that in the housing market, okay?
Young people and mental health.
I'm sorry?
Young people and mental health.
Mental health. Yeah, that comes in as the social issue. Okay? Okay.
Our natural resources and the privatization program that this government is going ahead with.
Here, here. Okay.
Marginalization to rural communities. What about it? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Okay. The legal fees to take issue, and it's actually in the news this evening, the new Felicity Dow case, that the Society of Town Council is faced with a legal bill of 8 million. Now, how on earth is it 8 million? I don't understand. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry? Okay. Okay, that comes in on the new comedy, the bypass. Is that something that's put on your heart or but we're going to deal with them tonight's program from the different perspectives that you want to talk about. Yes. Okay, the other economy, yeah. Okay. Yes. I'm sorry? Right. Okay, I've got to send quite one card. Now let's just let me tell you that. I'm sorry? Right. Can I just say that we would be here, this would here for 6 hours if we talk about all these. So it depends on who gets in. I'm going to go to the headings that I talked about and go to people, but we'll move on then to the next issue when the time expires. But we won't deal with all those issues, but I hope we'll deal with the important ones. But we'll do our best. But there's no way we'll deal with all those issues. But I hope, as I say, we deal with the important ones. Okay, let's go.